Welcome back to part two of That Classic Rock Show. Today we are playing the favorite classic rock songs of Jim's daughter, Melissa.
And first up on part two is Let's Stay Together by one of my favorite singers of all time, Mr. Al Green. This was the first song played during the wedding celebration, and it's a favorite of mine and, of course, my daughter, Melissa. During this song, the DJ asked all the married couples on the dance floor to determine who was married the longest. And guess what? My brother Joe and his wife Judy were the last couple standing. Mark, they've been married 57 years.
Yeah, you know, I know. And I noticed there were a lot of people married a long time during that contest. And by the way, Joe and Judy still look like kids out there.
Yeah, that was fun. They danced really good.
Well, by the way, the song was co-written by Reverend Al Green, Reverend to you, Jim, by the way. And that was the top R&B song in 1972. And it is included in the National Recording Registry, and that's a pretty high honor.
Yes, it's a great song by a great singer. And for my great daughter, here is Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right.
Thank you, Al. That was great.
Smooth, Jim. Smooth.
Very smooth. This next song, Melissa first heard from the Gardens of the Galaxy soundtrack album. It's called Come and Get Your Love by the Native American band Redbone. And she loved it immediately. And she played it at her wedding and she danced with Logan to it.
Yep. The song Come and Get Your Love was a top five hit in 1974 for, of course, the rock band Redbone and not Leon Redbone, in case our listeners are confused. It was written and produced by band members Pat and Lolly Vegas. Jim, did I pronounce that right?
Vegas, yes. It's like name of the town.
No, I meant the Lolly part.
Yes, it was Lolly. That's correct.
Okay.
And it's a fun song to sing along with. So everyone, if you're in your car, start singing as loud as you can. Here's Come and Get Your Love by Redbone.
Hey, hey, what
That was Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. Love that song. Fun song. Mark, you probably know this because I tell you all the time. One of our favorite family bands is Queen. And there are so many songs to sing along with. And Somebody to Love is one of our favorites to sing along to as a family.
Well, who in your family has a voice like Freddie Mercury?
Well, we all do. It's just not as good as him.
Okay, whatever you say, Jim. By the way, this is not the Jefferson Airplane hit song by the same name. The song was written by Freddie Mercury, and it appeared on Queen's 1976 album, A Day at the Races, which was a Marx Brothers movie, too. And it has a bit of a gospel feel.
Yeah, I think Queen is one of the best harmonizing rock groups, don't you?
Yeah, they certainly are among the elite bands with multiple vocalists. And by the way, you know, that would be a great theme for another show.
Yeah, we will. Let's do it one day. But let's hear Freddie Mercury and Queen do Somebody to Love.
Somebody to love.
hope that you are enjoying some of Melissa's favorite classic rock music songs on their Classic Rock Show on WHRU LP Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM. And for those who are just tuning in, Melissa is Jim's newly married daughter.
Yes, she is. Well, now we're in the fourth quarter of the show, and who else but the Beatles are going to close out the show? In the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, there's a song called Twist and Shout, and this is the first time Melissa ever heard this song. It's, if you remember, Mark, it's played during the classic scene where Ferris leads the parade in downtown Chicago. Melissa and I recreated that scene, if you saw us on the dance floor, at the wedding. I was dancing pretty good to that song.
Yeah. You know, I must have missed that because I was focusing on making sure I wasn't stepping on my wife's toes.
Yeah. I'm sure you did anyway, though.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I did. This song represents one of John Lennon's most passionate rock and roll vocals. Ironically, he wasn't too happy with the final version after a long night of recording. He felt he could have done better, but I'm sure 99% of Beatles fans would disagree. Musicians are awfully hard on themselves.
Yeah, and you know, they did this all in one take, too.
Yeah, and the song hit number two on the charts. And by the way, I know people today, young people, find this hard to believe, but the Beatles occupied the top five chart spots in March of 1964, and that's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, do you know what number one was?
Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah, well, forget that's a new career, okay? Well, number one in Melissa's and Ferris Bueller's heart is Twist and Shout.
Jim, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Did you see me doing the twist on the dance floor? I think I had that one down.
Did you break a hip?
No, fortunately.
Yeah, I saw you on the dance floor. You did pretty good. You did pretty good.
Yeah, at least on the twist.
Well, let's go back to prior to the dancing at the wedding. Two songs that Melissa really likes are Blackbird and In My Life by the Beatles. And these are the two songs that Melissa chose for the groomsmen and the bridesmaid to walk down the aisle at the beginning of the wedding.
Yeah, Jim, outstanding choices. Blackbird is off the Beatles' 1968 White Album, and it was written by Paul, although credited to Lennon and McCartney. And Paul is the only musician and singer on that particular song.
Right. And In My Life is from the greatest album of all time, in my opinion, Rubber Soul. The song is written primarily by John Lennon, who takes the lead on vocals, with the rest of the band blending their beautiful voices for harmonies.
Better than Queen?
Okay, maybe. I'll say the Beatles are 1B and Queen is 1A. Anyway, let's play these two songs back to back. Again, it's going to be Blackbird and In My Life by the Beatles.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. This moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
There are places I remember.
That's pretty much our show for today. It was a very personal show, and I really enjoyed it. You've been listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio. Our show can be heard on 101.5 FM every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. And you can listen to our archive shows anytime. We're going to close out the show with a George Harrison song called What Is Life? This is the song that once they were married, my daughter Melissa and my son-in-law Logan, this is what they walked up the aisle to. What Is Life? By George Harrison.